Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today from the state capitol, Mark Phillips, Commissioner of the IRRB, the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board, also a board member of the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Yeah, thank you.
So last week we chatted a little bit about what the IRRB is and what it does and how it's funded, and also the fact that after an audit, it was determined that there really were some structural deficiencies with the IRRB and that that needs to be addressed through legislation. And so I guess my question is, where are we at in the process at the state legislature?
Well, we're just at the beginning. They're just introducing these bills. We believe that Representative Lehman, who's a new representative from Grand Rapids, and Sandy Lehman was the IRRB commissioner during the Pawlenty years, so she experienced some of this frustration with the way the board makeup and the issues. So she's introducing a bill, and I believe Senator Bach is introducing a bill on the Senate side. And I'm not sure they'll be perfectly aligned, but through the process, then they'll, you know, it'll be conferenced and we'll work out the differences between the two approaches. So by the end of session, end of May, I'm sure it'll be resolved.
Well, so, you know, there's always the give and take of how the mining industry and everything is doing. Mm-hmm. What are you all doing up there now with, you know, just kind of diversifying the economy of the Iron Range?
Well, we have some targeted industries that we have targeted, and some of it, it's been a little frustrating because one of the targeted industries was in the biochemical space and biofuels, but primarily biochem, and we had some really good prospects. And then with when the oil prices continue to drop and drop and drop, that really affects the chemical industry, and it's harder to attract investment in the biochem area when oil prices are so low. So we're starting to see a little break in that. So we're hoping a couple of the projects that we've been working on might get funded. And so it's, the attraction of equity to major biochem has been challenging the last couple of years. We have other targeted industries. So we're working right now, because we're a natural resource-based area, we are working on other wood products. You know, we have a big siding plant. We're going to hear in the next 60 or 90 days about, it's up in Cook, Minnesota, by Louisiana Pacific, so we're very excited about that. Big job producer, both direct and indirect, because of the harvesting of the raw materials and the trucking, as well as the plant jobs. So we're looking forward to that having a pretty big economic impact on some of our core areas.
Well, that's kind of exciting. Well, wish you the best of luck as you continue your good work for the IRRB.
All right. Thank you very much.
Mark Phillips is the commissioner of the IRRB, the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board, also serves as a board member of the Center for Rural Policy and Development. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.